Environmental groups in at least two states are promising to sue over the Trump administration's changes to how it implements the Endangered Species Act. The changes were announced yesterday, just a couple months after a UN report warned that more than a million plants and animals around the world could face extinction, some within decades. Joining us now on Skype is Noah Greenwald, Endangered Species Director for the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups promising to sue. He's in Portland, Oregon. Noah, what's most concerning to you about these changes?
Well, these changes are just a disaster for endangered species and are a sweeping change to the way that the Endangered Species Act is implemented in a way that will just substantially weaken protections, including allowing consideration of short-term economic concerns as part of the decision-making process for whether plants and animals should be protected in the first place.
Because there would be, as part of these new rules, a price tag on listing an animal. The government would tell everybody how much it would cost to protect that animal.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Congress expressly excluded consideration of economic factors in what should be fundamentally a scientific decision. Is a species at risk of extinction or not? And, these rules run directly counter to that directive.
Another rule change would weaken the protections for species that are called threatened, which is the precursor to them being endangered if things get worse for that species. What wildlife would be affected by that, do you think?
Oh, many species would be affected by that. What it does is, you know, up until this point, threatened species were getting the same protections as endangered species, and in particular, protections against killing, harming, harassing, or destroying their habitat. Now there will be, you know, tremendous political pressure to list species as threatened rather than endangered and to exempt particular industries from those protections. And so species that are under consideration where this is likely to happen include the American wolverine, which will almost certainly get listed as threatened, and they'll exempt, you know, projects that destroy their habitat. The monarch butterfly is up for consideration, and, you know, they'll likely exempt pollution from pesticides, which is, you know, a huge threat to them. So, you know, that provision in particular will really cause trouble for threatened and endangered species.
Noah, the changes would also make it more difficult for regulators to factor in the effects of climate change on some of these species.
Yeah, that's absolutely right in a couple ways. One of them is that they expressly state that species threatened by climate change won't get protected critical habitat, which is just completely nonsensical because species threatened by climate change need more critical habitat, not less. They need protection for areas that they can move into. It also makes it so that species threatened by climate change won't get protections from other federal agencies that are permitting, funding, or carrying out actions that harm them. The theory being that because they're not threatened by habitat destruction, we need not worry about habitat destruction, which again, you know, it's kind of like kicking a disease patient in the stomach.
Let's listen to the Interior Secretary, David Bernhardt, who said this about the rule changes yesterday.
I cannot stress enough that a more efficiently implemented act is more effective. Clarifying what actions should be considered during agency consultations will ensure that ESA implementation is more clear and consistent across agencies and even between our own field offices.
So Bernhardt says the changes will help improve conservation. How do you respond to that?
That's just completely untrue. The only way that this will be efficient is that species just won't get consideration at all. You know, the argument will be, we can just go ahead and destroy their habitat because they're threatened by climate change. And just even when I say that out loud, it's just nonsensical, and it's clear that that won't help species.
Well, and just to give people a sense of the value of the Endangered Species Act, you know, people have been pointing out that ever since it was signed into law by President Nixon in 1973, that the American bald eagle has been saved as a result of this act.
Yeah, that's right. More than 99% of species that have been protected under the act still survive today. And hundreds have been put on the road to recovery and seen their numbers increase. The bald eagle being one, you know, we almost lost it entirely in the lower 48. And now you can see it in nearly every 50 states. And people see them every single day, thanks to the Endangered Species Act.
That's Noah Greenwald, who is Endangered Species Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. Noah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.